How often, just in your day-to-day life, do you look around and see people looking down at their phones? Or how often do you see people zoning out? Or how often do you hear about people having trouble paying attention? In the world that we live now, it's very common for people to be diagnosed or seen having different attention-related issues. And today we are going to continue a series about how technology impacts our mental health. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about how technology in general has made our attention span shorter and how it actually impacts us having and being able to maintain focus on something or even just being able to deal with general things around things that make us uncomfortable. This is Mental Health Insights, a podcast where we break down complex mental health concepts and make them simple so that you can improve your own mental health or have an idea of how to help someone else improve their own mental health. My name is Craig Faust, and I'm a licensed professional counselor, and I appreciate you joining us for this podcast today. So without further delay, let's go ahead and jump right in. Technology is all around us, and kind of like we talked about in our last episode, technology is something that is here to stay. So we have to learn how to use technology in a way that does not harm us and how we function, how our bodies and brains function. So in that spirit, I want to talk specifically about our ability to focus and maintain attention. So we have a challenge as human beings, and that challenge is that we have such a big brain that is capable of so many things that we normally get into a state that many dread, and maybe some actually seek out, depending on who you are. But it is a state called boredom. It's where we get to a place where we might not have anything specifically to do right now, and or maybe we have so many things to do that we kind of get overwhelmed, and we get bored because we might not be able to decide what to do, or we can't figure out what we want to do, and boredom takes us. So a lot of people find boredom fairly unpleasant, and a lot of people find uncomfortable situations unpleasant, whether or not it's making eye contact with a stranger or waiting in line or being asked questions that may make us a little squeamish or anything like that, right? So boredom and uncomfortable feelings, just stalling and maybe not having as much time to do anything. The thing is that there's a lot of feelings and experiences we have that may be less pleasant. And one of the things that we do as human beings is we seek to make things more pleasant whenever they are not as pleasant. So technology does a great job with this, because this little device that I have in my pocket, my phone, allows me all sorts of entertainment options. I can hop on and watch different movies, television shows, YouTube. I have Google. I have the entire internet at my disposal and all the entertainment that it offers, including different social media apps and games and, messaging devices and all these kinds of things. And then also, of course, the phone option as well. So I have something that can alleviate a lot of uncomfortable situations, whether or not that's boredom, or whether or not that's some of the feelings that I talked about earlier. So you probably have seen a lot of people around that whenever they're waiting in line at the store, they might look at their phone, or you go into a doctor's office and you look around and most people are on their phone or a laptop or an iPad or something, some type of tablet device. And the thing is that that's one way that technology has integrated itself into our society, and there are different impacts with that. For example, a lot of times whenever someone is experiencing boredom, that is an opportunity for the brain to have space to make different creative jumps, or whether or not it's jumps in logics or experience or connections that it starts to make. And boredom can actually be a fairly good thing. A lot of times, uncomfortable feelings can also be good, right? It says that the edge of growth is on the edge of our comfort zone, right? So there's this idea that placing ourselves in uncomfortable situations helps us grow. Of course, that's not always the case, but a lot of times it is, right? Where the more times I'm able to place myself in something that feels uncomfortable, whether or not that's public speaking or, trying something new that I've never done before or making new friends, where it might be something that is a little more uncomfortable for me, the more and more I do something like that, the more I become comfortable. And generally, the more well-rounded human being I become. But if we have constant access to something that helps alleviate these feelings of whether or not it's discomfort or boredom or anything like that, and that's our go-to thing, then we might actually get into a situation where we might be stunting a little bit of the opportunities that present themselves day to day, right? If I am standing in a line at the grocery store and I am getting on my phone, I might not ever strike up a conversation with anyone around me, and I might miss the opportunity even to share whether or not that's in a cool moment where, the person and me are kind of on the same page about, man, this sucks to be in line, and or we might just share a short exchange about something that happened during our day or things that are going on in the world right now. We might miss the opportunity to make a new friend, might miss the opportunity for us to overcome something that is challenging for us. So a lot of times, whenever our go-to in different situations is to get our phone out, it is shortcutting us to a way of alleviating something. And the thing is that it also impacts our attention, right? The phone is an incredible attention-getting device. Like I said earlier, it has so many different things that you can focus on and so many different things you can do to entertain yourself, no different than TVs and tablets and laptops and computers and all these kinds of devices. They have the potential of us really being able to focus on them. And the thing is, the more and more that we focus on them, we get used to being entertained. And the more and more we're used to being entertained, the less often our brain gets geared towards seeking out entertainment. So if I'm so used to scrolling on social media as a source of entertainment, I might become less skilled in conversing with people as a form of entertainment. Or I might be less skilled in finding new hobbies or things that I enjoy doing. Right? So this is something that's become a big deal. I know in the United States, whenever this is being published, we just got done not too long ago with another election cycle, which is always very stressful here in the United States because, actually this is probably another episode that we'll end up having where we'll talk about the psychological impact of different things like elections and politics and different things like that. Now that I thought about it, that would actually be a pretty fun topic. But for us, being in that means that if one of the things that I do every time that I'm bored or I have a moment that I pull out my phone, I look on social media, there's going to be more likely that I am stressed. And there was more and more people that were taking breaks from social media to try to alleviate some of their stress. Now, that's a wonderful thing. That means they were able to make that connection. But that's something that's good for us to kind of keep, wrap our head around, is to know whenever I seek out technology to help me feel good, I need to also make sure that it's actually making me feel good, like on a continual basis, or that's actually right. You know, if let's say Facebook is my social media app, and with advertising, they're so great at targeting you with different things. And I know that, hey, I don't have any fun money left in today's monthly budget, or I don't have the income left. And, Facebook's doing a great job at targeting me for ads of things that I really want. every time that I get on social media and I see those ads, that could really upset me or really piss me off because it reminds me of my financial situation. And then I get into a sour mood. So if I'm not tuned into myself and I don't recognize that, then that's a case where technology could have a negative effect on me. Now, at the same time, let's say that I'm someone that is really irritated and I'm like, okay, you know what? There's a song that I love listening to and it's sitting there on YouTube. I like the music video and everything. I get out my phone, I play that, and then it helps change my mood. That's a situation where actually using the device is a good thing because it can help alter our mood. We just want to be really conscious of how often we're using it and if it is affecting us. Because the thing is, if our phone is always our go-to thing or whatever technology device is always our go-to thing, and we're not giving our brain the appropriate amount of real life, right? And what I mean is by real colors, real textures, real things. We're not giving our body enough input outside of the screen. Then we're actually not honing our body. We're actually not paying attention to our body. And we're not paying attention to our brain and the things that are affecting us and the way it's going to start making these subtle adjustments where the desire to pick up the phone is going to be greater. The desire to get on technology is going to be greater. And the ability to use outside resources to help us cope with things is going to be less. So a lot of times, whenever teens who are notorious for being diagnosed with ADHD and all kinds of attention problems, well, technology may be something that's an easy go-to for them. It may be easy to get out your phone and look at different things all the time. Well, guess what? The more and more you do that, the more and more it only reinforces that type of behavior. And the more and more that behavior is reinforced, the harder it's going to be to pay attention to the outside world because you programmed your brain to be more interested in the world that is exposed on technology or the world that's presented on technology. So for us, being able to create a healthy balance is something that's important. So how do you create a healthy balance with technology? Well, I think here's a pretty simple way is being able to be conscious of whenever I get on technology, do I end up feeling better or worse after that? And being able to monitor how often, right? A lot of times phones have this. They can, you can look on your phone and you can find out how long you spend on different apps or how long your phone spends on, you spend with your phone on. And I would recommend for you personally experimenting with this. The thing is, I don't want to throw out a number because if I throw out a number, all of us are different. And the things that we use our phones with, for are different. Like, for example, I have to use my phone a lot for work. So just because I'm using, I may be on my phone for however many hours a day, that doesn't mean that I'm not answering emails or responding to clients or on phone calls or anything like that. That have to do with work. So it's going to be a little bit different for everyone. And the best source that you're going to have is for you paying attention to yourself. How is it affecting you, right? Every time that I get into a situation, gosh, I thought about this the other day. Whenever I was sitting, because right now when this is being recorded, this is amidst the COVID pandemic. So for me, I was sitting down to watch church on television the other day, which is also really convenient for us because our toddler makes it really challenging for us to go to church and behave and everything. So whenever we were sitting down to watch church on our television that we were going to get streamed, I noticed that I get out my phone during the worship portion, during the portion where they're singing. And, the thing is that I've never really cared for the singing portion. So that makes sense that this is a part I don't like as much. That desire for me to get my phone out is even greater. So whenever I was paying attention to that, and I noticed that it actually made my experience with the music worse. So I made a challenge for myself. So for the next couple weeks, I did not, I left my phone, on silent, or I just would not pick it up until later after the service was done. And what I noticed was I actually started to enjoy the singing portion of the service more. There was something about me allowing myself to sit through that and depriving myself of another source of entertainment that allowed my brain to recognize, oh, well, actually, there are some songs that I like here. There is something about this. So there is something about us being able to recognize whenever we do different things that reinforce us escaping into technology and perhaps even using, you know, abusing technology in a certain way, right? If I don't know why this occurs to me. So several years ago, I went to Walgreens, which is just it's a big chain now of, a lot of times it has a pharmacy attached and it has, different types of medications, like over the counter, medications as well that, you can pick up. And I was at Walgreens and I was waiting to pick up a prescription. I can't remember if it's for me or my wife or whatever. And whenever I was waiting there, I didn't get out my phone. Instead, I kind of looked around and there was someone that was sitting there and I struck up a conversation with them. We had a 45-minute conversation there at Walgreens, before my prescription was ready and I left. And I could have sat there on my phone for 45 minutes and maybe I could have even got some work done or done something else to find some type of enjoyment out of that time. But the thing is that me having that 45-minute conversation was also really fun for me, and it actually helped me discover something. It helped me discover that I actually really enjoy talking to people, and that was one of the experiences that actually led me to reinforcing that I enjoyed, or that I would enjoy being a counselor, and leading me to this profession was simply because of that conversation, because I had opted to have that conversation rather than get out my phone and just sit there on that. So for us, being able to use our phone appropriately and recognize when we're using it as an escape so that we can actually make sure that the technology that we have is not something that could be affecting us negatively. Right, if I am at my wedding, I don't want to remember being on my phone all the time because I didn't want to talk to my guests, right? I want to remember going around talking to people. Whenever I think of my life, I don't want to think of, you know, all the different painful things that I avoided, you know, whether or not it's conversations with people or boredom or whatever it may be, the things that I don't like. I want to remember my life is something where I was in control and I was doing something about it rather than seeking reasons to avoid opportunity, rather than seeking reasons or opportunities to try to escape whatever is going on. Because a lot of times that's what we can use technology for. We use it as an escape. And the more and more that we use it as an escape, then the more and more we actually start to perceive the environment around us as less safe and less hospitable for us. Also, just to kind of think about, and this is again to piggyback off the last session, a lot of times technology is literally geared towards keeping us on it longer. So because technology is geared towards keeping us on it longer, whether or not social media having specific algorithms that where it kind of can tell what kind of content we enjoy so that we can stay on it longer, that's actually probably one of the most successful strategies, or video games, being able to know like what is the good reward ratio to helping people stay on there longer. So we have something that is literally working towards making us stay engaged longer, which you think would actually be helpful for you and your attention, but it actually robs your attention of the outside world, and instead so you can focus on this world that the technology is showing you. And the thing is, like I said, technology is not necessarily a bad thing. It's a tool, but it's a tool that can easily be misused. And for us, we have to be vigilant on noticing and recognizing whenever it can, because it can cause all kinds of mental health issues, right? If I'm constantly used to using technology to avoid things, that's going to affect my anxiety, right? A lot of people will say that I get on my phone to avoid anxiety. Well, that's great on paper, but the more and more you avoid anxiety, the bigger and bigger it grows over time. So technology can actually make anxiety worse. Now, at the same time, technology can be a wonderful tool, right? You can develop different apps, or, you know, I'm sitting here with my wearable watch that is connected to my phone that keeps constant track of my heart rate. And because of that, one of the things that I can track is like how stressed I might be per day, or like, you know, how much my, you know, what's my resting heart rate, what's my activated heart rate, what times of my heart rate get activated. But also I can have access to different apps that can teach me how to calm down, teach me how to be able to engage with my anxiety in a way that helps me learn how to reduce it. So technology can be used in some wonderful ways. We just have to be very mindful of it, right? And I'm not trying to, you know, negative talk all the games and apps and stuff like that. Everything is helpful and good in a, you know, if we're looking at it through a lens of moderation with technology, right? We're learning how to live our lives with technology, not necessarily against technology. Because here's the thing, the bright lights, the bright colors, all these different things, it really stimulates our brain, like we talked about last time. So being able to take those breaks and being able to know when to use technology and when it's best to step away is going to be one of the greatest things that you can do to creating a healthy relationship with technology. So I hope that this episode was helpful for you. If it was, then I'd recommend sharing it with somebody else. Or if you if you did find it helpful, giving us a review so that other people that are seeking to improve their own mental health or understand it better can also find us. Again, I appreciate you, and until next time, I wish you well. Thank you for listening to our show. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and reliable information, and those that appear on the show are all licensed professionals in the area of mental health counseling. We are in no way rendering legal or medical advice, only information to help serve you better in making decisions in your life. If you need a professional, you should find one. The music you are listening to is called Lobby Time, and that is by Kevin MacLeod and licensed through Creative Commons.